With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. The severe drought category in Iowa now covers over 47% of the state, up from last week's 30%. The latest U.S. Drought Monitor report also shows a slight increase in the coverage area for extreme drought in Iowa by almost 1% to 25.51%. In the broadcast area, the eastern one half of Grundy, most of Butler and Franklin, the east one half of Wright, all of Floyd and Cerro Gordo, and eastern Hancock County are all listed in an extreme drought this week. The rest of the local area has moderate to severe drought conditions. Tuesday at 12:49 p.m., Mason City Police Department responded to multiple calls of shots fired in the area around East State Street and Ohio Avenue. No one was injured during the shooting. A search warrant was served at the residence at 19 North Ohio Avenue. During the search, officers seized several evidentiary items, and among them were two stolen shotguns taken during a burglary in a bordering county. During the initial response and investigation, 20-year-old Casey Cole of Mason City was arrested and charged with interference with official acts. No other charges have been filed at this time. Following an inspection, the occupancy permit for the residence was revoked due to the living conditions and dilapidation of the property. The incident remains under investigation. Today, just after 1 a.m., Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Department received the report of a single vehicle accident at 1,000 block of Cerro Gordo, Maryland Street at Missouri. 29-year-old Jordan Ronald Currier of Missouri was traveling west on Cerro Gordo, Maryland Street when he lost control of his vehicle, causing him to go into the north ditch, striking a utility pole. Airbags did deploy. Currier was treated for minor injuries at the scene and released. He was cited for failing to maintain control. Well, are Catholics really Christians, and why don't priests get married? Well, Father Kevin Earlywine, who's with the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Hampton and St. Mary's Catholic Church in Ackley, says these are some of the many questions that will be answered Tuesday during an Ask Me Anything event that will be held at Rustic Brew in Hampton. Earlywine will host the event, the first time he's hosted the event in Hampton. He tells Radio On The Go News the event is a good way to communicate with a broader audience.
So it's a few reasons. One, I just, you know, get a lot of questions from parishioners about different things, and it's an opportunity for them to come and ask questions, but also just an opportunity to try and engage the broader community in having an event in a kind of a public space or neutral space that anyone can come to and just ask various questions about Christianity, about the Bible, about faith, about Catholicism, because also there's just a lot of misconceptions out there about sometimes what people think Christianity is or teaches or believes, and especially Catholic Christianity. There's a lot of misconceptions or a lot of things that people don't understand fully. So it's just trying to engage conversation with the broader community.
Earlywine says there are a variety of questions asked during the events.
Many times there are those questions about the similarities and differences between Catholic Christianity versus other traditions of Christianity, you know, Protestantism, Lutheranism, Methodism, all those other forms. So similarities and differences there is often questions that happen, especially when Christians of other traditions come, that is often some of the questions. So when I've done these events, that's been a common conversation about just the similarities and differences in the different traditions of Christianity.
The Ask Me Anything event will be held Tuesday at 6 p.m. at Rustic Brew in Hampton. The Hampton City Council today will hold a public hearing on the proposed authorization of a loan and disbursement agreement by and between the city and the Iowa Finance Authority and the issuance to the Iowa Finance Authority of not to exceed $2,350,000 in water revenue capital loan notes. The Hampton City Council meets today at 6 p.m. at the council chambers. The Dumont City Council today will discuss speeding issues along County Road T-16, which is located on the north side of the city. In other business, the Dumont Council will review the cat and dog ordinance and will hold the second reading of an ordinance amending the chapter on junk vehicles. The Dumont City Council meets today, 7 p.m. at the Dumont EMS building. The AGWSR School Board this week approved a resolution requesting modified supplemental amount and supplemental aid from the School Budget Review Committee for the district's special education deficit in the amount of $250,406, or the amount determined by the Iowa Department of Education following an audit review. The AGWSR board also discussed offering an early retirement program for next year with no action taken by the board. The Cal School Board today will consider a snow days distance learning proposal. We'll consider bus driver pay. We'll discuss the child care rate schedule, and we'll call for sanding and snow removal bids. The Cal School Board meets today at 5:30 p.m. in Latimer. Iowa State Extension and Outreach of Franklin County would like to invite the public to an open house Friday from 9 a.m. until noon. The Extension office moved June 1st of this year and is operating at the new location at number 6 2nd Street Northwest in Hampton. Staff will be on hand to answer questions and give tours of the new office. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.